Okay, this hot seat is the Niche's Real Estate Agent, submitted by Sylvia. So information products for real estate agents to improve and build their business, make more money, enjoy a better life. So Sylvia is in this target market, or recently was, so she knows it really, she knows her prospect really well. She says they're afraid, scared about the market in which they make their living. Real estate and sales are changing. The internet has proven to be the preferred choice for searching for real estate information. No longer are print ads and newspapers the number one way for agents to get leads. In addition, the market's just in a world of hurt right now. Foreclosures, rising interest rates. The whole way of the norm for finding leads and clients is a lot of it's going online. The world's been turned upside down. They know there's some agents that are doing really, really well on the internet, but they don't know how to do it. They're frustrated, even trying to think about website design and getting and converting leads and having a site that ranks in the search engines. They feel like they're getting left behind. And then their dreams and aspirations, they want to make more money, not work as long and as hard. They want to be able to go to family events, celebrate things, and not have to worry about homes that are in escrow or missing a sale. They don't want to have to leave their phone on and answer the phone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They want a life and to know that a paycheck is coming. Okay, so this is great stuff. Sylvia definitely knows her prospect here. Now let's move on to the launch story. Okay, I'm a lot like them, you know, or in other words, it'd be, I'm a lot like you. And Sylvia says, really? She is. Then that's great. So I'm a lot like you. I started brand new into real estate sales with no background in sales or marketing, because I liked the idea of being able to make as much money as I wanted, and I wanted the freedom to run my business as I desired and not have to report to a boss and not being limited to how much money I could make. I worried about leaving my job as an administrative assistant with a guaranteed paycheck for real estate sales. That's just fantastic lead. I believed in myself and I had a huge passion. And even though I'm not an outgoing person, I'm actually pretty shy. I watched... don't know if you need that in here. This is the aspiration. It starts off with an aspiration. I was brand new and I wanted to, my own business, and I wanted to control where I was going. So that's great aspiration. So it leaves with an aspiration. So what did you do? I went in and I tried all the conventional marketing. I tried what they taught me. So really, I see it, this as being a common enemy sale, because she tried what she was taught, the conventional wisdom, and none of it worked. And she only almost quit twice. So, I mean, a lot of this could be selling against the common enemy. And the common enemy would be your typical real estate training. And because basically what Sylvia did then is she went and studied marketing and started attending marketing seminars and went from a complete newbie to making over $300,000 in a few years with no training by applying these marketing principles. Here she says that my income passed many, many agents with 15 to 20 years of experience. And so she put together a fantastic a marketing system. So, I mean, you can see where this is going. I'm a lot like you. I started brand new in real estate because I had these aspirations to control my life, to work for myself, to not be limited in my income. And so I followed the path that I think most every agent follows. And that's, you know, I studied I went and I joined RE/MAX and I studied what, you know, they said I was supposed to do. And I did the same thing all the other agents did. And you know what? It didn't work for me. I didn't make any money. And sure, you know, there's a few top dogs that have been doing this for 30 years. They have, you know, a Rolodex that's like so big it can't fit in their desk, and a little black book that like they need a truck to carry around. They've got so many contacts and so many leads, they don't need to bother. I mean, this stuff, you know, if they disconnected their phone for 3 months, they'd still have leads coming in. Those people don't need any help. So they're the ones teaching the same old stuff. it, you know, maybe it'll work for you if you put in 30 or 40 years like those people. But I wasn't willing to do that. I mean, I was going broke. And so what I did was I tried to do something a little different. I started studying marketing, not real estate marketing, but I went to the real experts, the people that were doing direct marketing, people that were selling, that were doing direct marketing online. And I tapped into some of the greatest experts. And so, and I took that knowledge and I developed my system to, I developed my real estate direct marketing system. And bingo, I went from a complete newbie in back in 2000 to making over $300,000 per year in just a few years. Hey, you know, basically this was without using any of the standard, normal, worn-out techniques that, you know, your real estate company is teaching you. So, I mean, I think, you know, it's a very, very powerful story. Okay, so let's take a look at the offer here. Okay, now the offer, I see a little bit of a problem. I really like the story here. I really like how Sylvia's in touch with her prospect. But let's take a look at the offer. The offer is going to be interviews with experts, both insider industry and outsider industry. Interviews will be jam-packed with valuable marketing information that agents can take and apply to their business today to generate more leads, convert more leads to sales, and grow their business. The CD will be delivered once a month. So it's going to be basically an audio interviews with a CD that's delivered once a month with transcripts. They sign up, they get two CDs and 30 days to try it. After that, $67 a month with free shipping, a solid guarantee. Now, you see, there's a disconnect here. The launch story is, I'm a lot like you. I had the same aspirations as you. I tried the conventional stuff that's taught and it didn't work. I went and figured out a new method. I basically created this, you know, I went and learned and I created this new method to market real estate. And so it's all about you went and found out. And now you're coming down here and what you're going to be selling is not your knowledge, but it's going to be the knowledge of other experts. I think there's a real disconnect here. I think that Sylvia is bringing enough to the table as someone who went from zero to $300,000 a year. She knows enough and brings enough to the table where she should be the star. When you're just doing an interview product like this, you're not the star. You're turning other people into the stars or you're presenting other stars. I think that I don't think it works. I think it might work, but I think it'd be a big mistake. You lose the position of you being the expert. And plus, what people are really buying into is the story of how you went from zero to $300,000. So I think this the product, you can do interviews, but that has to be just part of it. It has to be your knowledge is being taught. So I think a monthly CD where you're teaching with transcripts and maybe a second CD where it's an interview, or every month or two they get an extra CD that's an interview. But I think it more has to be about Sylvia, about your actual expertise. And so this goes for everyone out there. I mean, interview products are great ways to get started in information marketing. You can do an interview product and anyone can do it. And you do get some positioning from that and you get some power from that. But in reality, it's you're just another me too person, because anyone can do an interview product. If you've got actual knowledge like Sylvia does here, you need to be teaching it and you need to be the star. So, I mean, this is an important piece I think you got to get. This is something that has to change in this launch. Okay, plan for pre-launch content. Sylvia says, this is where I'm a little stuck. I have two interviews already that I'd like to give away content from. I didn't get their permission, even though they agreed to the interview. If I can legally do it, I'd like to give away maybe 10 to 15 minutes of very good, valuable marketing tips from those interviews. Well, first of all, I'm not sure if you can do it legally. It all depends on what your agreement was with those people. But whether you can do it legally or not, the thing to do would be to go back from them and say, hey, you know, we did that interview. It was really, really good. I just wanted to tell you about what I was thinking about doing and see if that's okay with you. I was thinking about giving away 10 to 15 minutes of that content and to help generate, you know, some buzz and some leads for me. And obviously, you know, he'll get some great exposure. So, and, you know, and is that okay with you? So that the thing to do is to get permission. But again, I don't think this is what you want to do. I think with your pre-launch story has to be about you. You know, we've gone over this. You had aspirations. You started out. The conventional wisdom didn't work. And then you went and you learned this new stuff and the new stuff worked. I think it needs to be your story. And you can do this as a series of a couple videos. You can do you can do a screen capture videos, which is basically put together a PowerPoint and then you're talking while the PowerPoint's up there. Or you could have a full motion video where you're actually being filmed and talking about this. Or you could do this as a PDF report. You're also writing a report on today's market trends and how agents need to prepare themselves. So what you could do is the first piece of content could be either a report about your story or a video about your story, a full motion video, or a screen capture Camtasia type video about your story. Then you could come back. The second one could be about the trends and what's happening and how people can prepare themselves. So don't focus on other people with interviews. Focus on your story because it's a powerful story. Okay, let's quickly look at objections here. Does it work? Can I really use this stuff right now to make money? You're basically going to be telling your story and how it worked for you. It would be better if once you start working with people, then you can tell their stories. That's always much better. But in the beginning here, you're going to have to tell your story, how you started from zero. Why would successful real estate agents share their money-making secrets? I think that if you're selling against the common enemy, you know, the conventional wisdom, the stuff that all these other people are teaching you that have, you know, have already been doing this for 40 years that have these huge Rolodexes, yeah, it works for them. But, you know, that stuff doesn't work for the rest of us. Well, when you do that sale, like the common enemy type of thing, that naturally sets up you as wanting to be the whistleblower, you know. When I first started out, I was taught all this conventional stuff by all these people who have been doing it for 30 years, and maybe it was working for them, but it's not going to work out for anyone starting out without huge contacts and a lot of money. And so I decided to really dig into this. And you go back to the story we already talked about. And then the next piece is, you know, I discovered this system. I created this system. Frankly, you know, I can only work in one market. There's no possible way that, that teaching people, you know, my hard-won secret system could hurt me at all. Because, it's not like I'm selling all over the country or all over the world. So I decided that it's time for me to share this stuff because, the stuff you're being taught just doesn't work. And that common enemy sale can basically really eliminate this objection. And then it's old rehashed stuff. I think that's beaten down by your entire story about how this is completely different from anything you've ever seen. You know, you're getting the conventional wisdom. And frankly, that conventional training is why you're not having the success you want. So I don't think those objections are going to be too hard to hit. All in all, this looks like, as long as you change the offer and the focus of this away from the experts, the other experts, and towards yourself, I think you're going to do really well. Looks like a good launch.